Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye today. I'm Kevin Allen, and this kind of kicks off what's going to be nearly a month of talking about what else? The 65th annual Perchville USA in the Towesses, and joining me from the Towes Area Chamber of Commerce, Shelly Baresh and Janelle Walmsley. How are you?
Great, Kevin. Doing how great. Are you?
I'm doing well. It's you guys who are now building and ramping up to the big event, right?
Yes, we are. A few sleepless nights getting everything ready, but we are so looking forward to our 65th annual Perchville.
Oh, yeah. 65 years, and this year, well, we'll call it bigger and better, but different this year too, right?
Hopefully, yeah. All of the above. Yeah. Right? We've got a lot of things that are new, and some things that are traditional that are coming back, and then a lot of the just standard stuff that we always do. So we're very excited about all the things that are going on.
Well, we're
going
to talk about a lot of those things. Where do we start? I'm going to guess a new event this year, right?
Yeah, we can start right out with our brand new event, the Amazing Perchville Race, which we're really excited about. That an opportunity to have teams come out and just actually enjoy all of the Towesses and Pardiasco County and all that we have to offer here, Kev. So Saguenay Eagle Landings Casino actually has joined us as our Amazing Perchville Race sponsor for our first year. That's actually going to kick things off the week prior to Perchville weekend. So Saturday, January 31st, mark your calendars and send in your registration to join us.
It should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We're looking for two-person teams. We're limiting it to 20 teams that are available, that are allowed to participate. And we just think we're going to have more and more than we can possibly imagine. So we're going to have to cut that off. But I'm just really excited about it. We're going to have a breakfast that morning on Saturday the 31st, and that's actually where we're going to crown the king and queen for this year's Perchville Royalty.
All right.
And then move on and let them start the race off and just go to town.
Yeah, indeed. It should be a fun event, and hopefully, an annual event that lasts a long, long time.
Right. So the one thing we really want to remind our race participants, we're excited to receive your registrations, and we'll be sending out communications of just survival kits you're going to want to have in your car with you as we make you go through some pretty fun challenges throughout Taos.
Yeah, you might need some winter weather gear
and
other assorted materials. So we'll make sure everybody knows what they're getting into.
Boy, you bet. All right, well, that's the weekend before that, Saturday before Perchville gets underway, and then we're right into the main event, aren't we?
You know, we are, Kevin, and another new and exciting thing that we have added, which will actually start on Wednesday, February the 4th. We have been approached by some professional snow sculptor teams from the state that wanted to get involved with Perchville. So we're starting on a smaller scale, but we do have two professional teams. We're going to try to work with the schools to get a couple amateur teams as well. So some of the kids can actually work alongside of the professional snow sculptors to learn that wonderful trade.
Yeah.
And these guys that are coming to town, they're the ones that have been doing, you know, they've done shows all around the state. They do down the Frankenmuth show, and just amazing creations that these guys make. So we invite everybody out to come and check it out. They're going to start with this big 8 foot by 8 foot by 8 foot block of snow. Come down on Wednesday, see how it takes shape. Their creativity is amazing.
Wow, all right.
So the city's been wonderful. They're actually going to allow us to close off Bay Street in front of the former Norman's building.
Oh, okay.
So we'll set those big blocks of
That's
snow
where,
there.
All right.
And the teams will start carving actually on Wednesday.
All right.
And they'll carve Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and finish it up on Saturday for the big Perchville weekend for everybody to enjoy that creativity.
Wow, that's neat. So there's Wednesday, and then I guess Thursday starts.
Then we'll kick off like we used to do.
All right, there we go. I knew we were going to work our way to that eventually there. Well, that's cool. It's like almost a whole week celebration now, and I like the thought of that. Yeah.
You know, that's our biggest thing at the Chamber of Commerce. Our goal is to actually encourage more winter traffic in for our area businesses to help us succeed through these cold winter months. So trying to extend Perchville is just one of our goals for economic development for the community. But we get back to an oldie but goodie.
Right.
Years ago, Stag and Doe Night always has kicked off on the Thursday to start Perchville Week, but we're going back to the tradition of the stag party is going to be at Mr. Jack's this year, and the doe party will be at Northwood Steakhouse. So we're going to separate the ladies and the men for them to enjoy their dinners, and then at 10 o'clock, entertainment will kick off, and guests can choose to go to either venue to enjoy the live entertainment that both facilities will have. So we're excited about bringing that tradition back.
Yeah, that is indeed.
Tickets are on sale today, actually, at the Chamber and at Mr. Jack's and at Northwoods. So that's $25 each for those tickets.
Nice. All right.
And the stag dinner is going to be an all-you-can-eat perch for the gentlemen, and the ladies will have their choice of a delicious prime rib or perch dinner.
Oh, okay.
So lots of fun. Tickets on sale, and we'd love to fill both of those establishments to help us kick off Perchville.
You bet. All right. Well, that's Thursday, and now we head into Friday and even more events.
Truly the main event.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. Now, I wasn't going to say it this time. I'll let you guys do that. Yeah, there you go.
So we have the hospitality tent that's open on Friday, which is just, that's about the only thing that's not changing that much. It's going to be in the same place right down on the beach in the big, huge tent. We've switched the entertainment up a little bit this year, so we're very excited about that. We'll have karaoke, actually, on Friday night along with DJ Dynamix Entertainment, and then a couple of bands on Saturday.
Yeah. So on Saturday, again, at the hospitality tent, Dynamix Entertainment will be there to be providing some DJ services and support. But we also have Easy Street, which is a two-person local group that are just phenomenal. If you haven't had a chance to hear them come out and play, they're going to play in our afternoon set. And then for the evening sets, it will be the band Flipside, which, again, another local band that everybody loves. So we're really excited just to offer several different venues of music for everybody to enjoy.
And always for the hospitality tent, you need a Perchville button to get in, which are on sale all over town for $5.
Right.
And of course, you have to be 21 or older to get into the hospitality tent.
All right. And then what, there's another event Friday?
There is another wonderful event, a brand new event. You know, in the past, we've had a tween dance on Friday night. And this year, we have the wonderful Wits End group that's actually going to be hosting all the activities in the family tent for us. They're putting together a Foamtabulous Polar Bear Bash Teen Karaoke Party. That's a real mouthful. But they're really excited to invite all the teens to come out in the family tent. Which the new twist to that is there's a brand new location.
Yeah.
You know, we're really excited about the state dock construction that's going to be happening. So we've had to move a few things for Perchville this year. And one of those is the family tent that's being moved into the former Look building parking lot.
So right there at the corner of Main Street and Westover. So right near the Ben Franklin. Really excited about keeping all the family tent activities downtown all day Saturday. Of course, the chili cook-off, which we haven't talked about yet. That starts off at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. And as soon as that winds up, man, the family tent's open for business. They're going to have a fantastic number of activities, creative productions. And a ton of prizes to give away, too.
Very good.
Yeah, really nice. We've had the wonderful support from Walmart, from Northwoods Outlet for that those two activities. And we are doing something a little bit differently. There has been some conversation now. We are going to charge $2 per child to come into the family tent. They get a nice little souvenir, polar bear, Perchville wristband. But that gives them also entrance into all of the prizes.
Oh, okay.
And we have bicycles for every age group. We have large, we have a air hockey table. We have an electronic basketball game. Ton of stuff.
It's a long list.
Okay.
And then a ton of things for the family members as well to actually come out and enjoy. So a lot of really great things that are happening. You know, Kev, we're talking about so many activities. We'll be having all of our posters and our brochures are going to be out in the public so everyone can grab, and it has all of those activities with all of the times listed for everybody to come out and enjoy the weekend.
Very good. And then some other events on Saturday. You kind of touched on the chili cook-off.
We did. The chili cook-off is a stalwart, right? Everybody loves the chili. You get to come out for $6, you need to buy a koozie, and you get to sample as much chili as you can possibly eat, and then you get to vote on who might be the winner. So that's just a fantastic way to start that off. And of course, the family tent's going on, and then you could always migrate down to the polar bear swim, which is another fantastic event. I know you'll be talking at length about the polar bear swim with some other folks, but it's a $20 registration to get a t-shirt. You can't get anywhere else. You have to jump in that water for that t-shirt. And you know, if you can brave the ice and the freezing cold water, more power to you.
Well, I hear that, and I know that feeling very well. So,
yeah, and the polar bear swim, Kevin, again, with the state dock construction, we've had to actually change that location. So it'll be right off the DNR boat launch area right next to the state police post, which is also where we're going to be having the lawnmower and barstool races out on the ice, well as bringing back an oldie but goodie in our softball on ice tournament. So we have wonderful volunteers that are actually coordinating the softball games out on the ice. And again, you'll have interviews with those folks later
I know.
To tell you all those details.
We got a full schedule between now and the weekend of February 7th, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do.
And if anybody's interested in participating in any of those events, all the registration forms are online at tawas.com. You can just download those and bring them right into the chamber office with your payment and get that registration out of the way early.
All right.
One other thing really quickly is, again, our fishing challenge that we have every year for both the adults. The adults entry is only a Perchville button, and all of the children, youth 16 and under, are free to get into the fishing tournament. That's going on starting at 6 a.m. on Saturday, all day Saturday, and then into Sunday. Again, we had the wonderful support from Cabela's, as well as Cooper Standard as our sponsor for that.
All right.
So tons of wonderful, wonderful prizes for you to come and enter the biggest fish in five different species categories. But we look forward to having everyone come out for that as well.
Absolutely. The prizes are amazing. We have been lucky enough that the Brew Crew has allowed us to use the office space right next to them on Newman Street as the Perchville headquarters. And we've got all those prizes on display if you want to go by there and check them out.
All right. Anything we haven't touched on yet?
You know, Kev, we could spend another hour thanking all of our sponsors. But, you know, one of the biggest things for the Chamber and our community is none of this would be possible without the wonderful support of our sponsors. And we'll leave you a very long list.
A very long list of sponsors.
And again, this will be out on display for everybody to see. We asked you to go out and frequent those businesses who support this event. It's huge for our winter months, right, to get through here in the Tawas.
Right.
But, you know, from the casino we mentioned earlier, Alpina Beverage as our hospitality tent sponsor, the Mint Group, Plastic Trim International is our family tent sponsor, Neiman's Family Market is sponsoring our polar bear swim, and the list just goes on and on. There's probably close to 75 businesses who are supporting this activity to make it possible.
That's terrific. That's maybe the most important part is the community support that comes with this event.
You know, it always is, and they're always so generous, actually reaching out and saying, how can we help you? And we just like to honor it and acknowledge all of them. And so we appreciate your support in helping us do that.
Indeed. Now, if they want more information about anything happening at Perchville, what's the best way to do that?
Go out and visit tawas.com or even just call the chamber.
Yeah, our chamber telephone number is 362-8643. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
All right. We will continue up to date coverage on what's happening with the 65th annual Perchville USA. And from the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce, Shelley Beresh and Janelle Walmsley, thanks for joining us here on Sunrise Side.
Thank you, Kevin.